前书二章十一到十七节，彼得前书二章十一到十七节。亲爱的，我劝你们做客旅和寄居的人，要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在教外人中应当品行端正，使那些人虽然毁谤你们是作恶的，但因为看见你们的好行为，就要在监察的日子颂赞神。你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，无论是至尊的君王，或是君王所派赏善罚恶的官员，因为这是神的旨意，要记着你们的善行，塞住糊涂无知人的口。你们是自由的人，但不要用自由来掩饰邪恶，总要像神的仆人，要尊重众人，爱护弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。这是神的话语。
Before we begin, I do want to say that we are praying for those of you who are going to the Baptist Mandarin Retreat in Abbotsford this weekend.
在开始讲道之前，我都在这里都希望为那些去国语退休会的人祷告。
We know that's a very important event, and our prayers are with you if you are going.
这是一个非常重要的事项。如果你去参加的时候，我们的祷告也与你同在。
And please do not worry about missing a barbecue at our house.
所以请不要担心，如果你错过了在我家里的烧烤会。
We want you to be blessed if you're going to the retreat.
所以我们希望你去参加这个灵修会。
Granville Gardens is the retirement home across the street.
Granville 花园是在我们街对面的一个老人院。
If you visit the open library, you'll notice something strange.
如果你们参观他们的开放式图书馆，你会看到一件非常奇怪的事情。
Many of the bookshelves are too low or short to have a book on them.
很多他们的书架就是太低或者太短去放一本书。
The design is deliberate.
这个设计是深思熟虑的。
But what inspired this strange design?
但是这个奇怪的设计是什么启发的呢？
The manager of Granville Gardens told me that the design is a deliberate echo of the wooden window frames over the main entrance to our sanctuary.
观摩花园，他那个经理告诉我们，这个设计是非常仔细考虑过的，它是配合我们教会从那个门口到我们大堂那个木头窗子、木头架子，是为了配合那个设计。
You can see up there.
你可以看到前面。
Our church building inspired the design.
我们教会去启发了他们这个设计。
As Christians, our lives are meant to inspire others to think about Jesus.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们的生命却应该是去启发其他人去思考耶稣。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 12 says, Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
在彼得前书二章十二节这样说道，你们在教外人中应当品行端正，使那些人虽然毁谤你们是作恶的，但因为看见你们的好行为，就要在监察的日子颂赞神。
In other words, family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and society look at us to see how we live and speak.
所以另一句话说朋友、家庭或者邻居或者同事或者这个社会去看我们如何行事为人。
As Christians, we are on display.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们是被人监察的。
Today's scripture introduces this theme.
今天的经文介绍了这个主题。
There are two points.
有两点。
How we live vertically and how we live horizontally.
我们如何活出这个生命，垂直的生命和如何平衡的活出这个生命。
To give a God-honoring display, what matters are our vertical relationship with God and our horizontal relationship with others.
去展示啊神的荣耀。所以最重要的是我们如何啊随时的与神的一个关系，和如何与其他人一个平衡的关系。
Let's look at the vertical relationship.
让我们首先看这个随时的关系。
Peter knows that the Christian life is first and foremost a relationship with God.
彼得知道作为一个基督徒，我们首要做的是我们与神的关系。
To give a God-honoring display, what matters is that we have that vertical relationship with God.
当我们有一个对神有一个随时的关系的时候，我们是如何展示对神的荣耀。
When this is right, our lives display the glory of God to others.
当这个是正确的时候，我们的生命是向其他人展示神的荣耀。
When this is not right, our lives cloud the glory of God before others.
当这个不重，当这个不对的时候，我们是向其他人遮掩了神的荣耀。
In other words, it's who we are in our relationship with God that matters first.
所以，就换一句话说，我们与神的关系是非常重要的。
This is why Peter starts by pointing to sinful desires in today's passage.
这就是为什么彼得他首先指出罪恶的欲望。
Sinful desires are those things that pull us away from God in every area of our lives.
罪恶的欲望是那些在我们生活各个领域当中是让我们远离神的。
They include those vices listed in chapter 2 verse 1.
所以在二章一节他们列举了这些恶习。
Malice, deceit,Hypocrisy, envy, and slander.
恶毒、诡诈、虚伪、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
But the key thing is to see that these war against our soul.
但最重要的一点就是说，是那些与灵魂征战。
This is battle language.
这是一个斗争的语言。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们在一个属灵的征战当中。
1 Peter 2 verse 9 says that we have been called out of darkness into God's wonderful light.
在彼得前书二章九节说到，我们是被呼召的，出黑暗入神奇妙的光明。
But this means that we become visible targets for the powers of darkness.
这也就意味着我们成为黑暗势力的明显目标。
Satan hates Christians because we are living testimonies.To the redeeming power of Christ and to Satan's ultimate defeat.
撒旦憎恨基督徒，因为我们活在基督的救赎能力和撒旦的终极失败的见证之下。
If Satan can divert us from putting God first, or distract us by placing temptations in our path, or dilute our trust in Jesus by burdening us with guilt and fear.He'll do it.
如果撒旦可以让我们不让我们可以令到我们不把神放在首位，或者让分散我们的注意力用试探放在我们的道路上，或者甚至用内疚或者恐惧来稀释我们对神的信任，他会做。
Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion.Looking for someone to devour.
彼得在彼得前书五章八节再一次提醒我们说，你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子走来走去，寻找可以吞吃的人。
How does Satan do this?
撒旦怎样做到这些呢？
Not usually by direct confrontation.
他通常不会直接对抗。
Instead, he usually exploits our weaknesses.
相反的，他会利用我们的软弱。
And what are our weaknesses?
那我们的软弱在哪里呢？
Well, they can be anything.
它可以是任何的事情。
My use of time.
我们利用的，我们对时间的利用。
My TV viewing habits.
我对看电视的习惯。
My unspoken attitude toward others.
或者我们对别人的潜态度。
Unconfessed resentment and unforgiveness.
还有那些没有被承认的怨恨和记恨。
My use of money.
我怎样利用金钱？
A weakness could even be how I comfort myself under stress.
弱点说甚至可以是我们在当我们有压力的时候如何去安慰我们自己。
laziness and fantasies and eating habits.
例如懒惰或者幻想或者饮食的习惯。
Or as is often the case in our materialistic culture, our shopping habits.
或者我们对物质的态度或者我们购物的习惯。
When these negative things linger in my heart, my relationship with God is tarnished and the effectiveness of my witness, how I'm on display, becomes blurred.
当这些萦绕在我们心里的时候，我们与神的关系是被玷污的，也就是有怎样去我们对神做的见证的效力，是我们如何去展示神，也变成模糊的。
Thankfully, there is a solution.
但是很感恩的，有一个解决的方法。
It has two parts.
有两点。
First, we must understand what happened when we became Christians.
首先，我们要明白当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们发生了什么事情。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, Peter uses the same word for desires as in our passage today.
在彼得前书一章十四节，他用了同一个词语，就是跟我们今天的经文是一样的，就是私欲。
He reminds us that evil desires were those attitudes that characterized our lives before we met Jesus.
他提醒我们这些罪恶的私欲是在我们在认识基督之前我们的行为和我们的性格。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14 says, Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
彼得前书一章十四节这样说道，不要再效法从前无知的时候放纵私欲的生活。
The point is that when we become Christians, followers of Jesus, we are no longer connected to the old way of life.
这里的重点就是说，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们与过去的旧我的生活是没有联系的。
We do not want the twisted ideas we had before to influence our new life in Jesus.
我们不想从前那个扭曲的的意念去影响我们在耶稣里的新生命。
So what should we do?
所以我们应该怎样做呢?
Well, just look at the verse immediately before it, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13.
让我们来看彼得前书一章十三节这样说道。
Peter says, Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得说道，你们要准备好你们的心，警醒谨慎，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所要带给你们的恩典。
The first part of the answer is that we fix our eyes on Jesus' coming again.
所以首先我们要专心仰望耶稣的到来。
And when we do, the old ways carry no more power.
所以救我就再也没有能力了。
The second part of the solution is abstinence.
第二个解决的方法就是节制。
Peter commands us to abstain from sinful desires.
彼得要求我们去禁戒肉体的私欲。
Now, abstinence is not a popular idea today.
节制在今天不被大多数人所接受。
Our society pushes the message that we have the right to live life on our own terms.
当今的社会推行，我们是有权利以我们自己的方式去生活。
But Jesus reminds us that we are to take up our cross daily.
但是耶稣提醒我们，要我们每天背起十字架。
We have died to self.
我们死在自己里。
In a most vivid image, in Romans 12 verse 1, Paul says that we are living sacrifices.
一个最生动的画面就是在罗马书十二章一节说到，保罗说到我们是活祭。
And a sacrifice does not have the right.To decide when and how it will be sacrificed.
而这个活祭是没有权利去决定我们什么时候和怎样去成为一个祭品。
In other words, we submit to God.
换句话说，我们就是完全顺服神。
We live as 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 16 says, we live as servants of God.
在彼得前书二章十六节说到，我们的生活是活在神的仆人。
One of the most helpful ways to describe such abstinence was said by a former leader of our Canadian Baptist ministries.
加拿大浸信会的前领袖，他有一个给我们一个非常帮助，他是怎样去描述节制的。
He said, every decision is a discipleship decision.
他说到，每一个决定都是一个门徒的决定。
So either my thoughts, words, and actions reveal a heart that is soft towards God, or my thoughts, words, and actions reveal a heart that is resistant to God and His ways.
所以我的思想、我的言语和我的行为是否去展示神一个柔软的心，或者我的思想、我的言语、我的行为，而是去展示一个阻挡神的道路的心。
So every decision advances my discipleship or hinders it.
所以每一个决定让我是否更加接近神，而是去远离神。
So I do not have the right to pursue life on my own terms.
所以我没有权利去以我自己的方式去生活。
God calls me to abstain from the sinful desires that war against my soul.
所以神呼召我们要去节制，要去抵挡那些罪恶的欲望，是与灵魂做征战的，去节制那些欲望。
So to display the glory of God is first and foremost about our vertical relationship with God.
所以说展示神的荣耀是非常重要，首先呢是我们与神的随时的关系。
But being on display for Jesus is also about our horizontal relationship with others.
也同样的是啊，我们去展示神的荣耀也是我们与其他的人有个水平的关系。
And this takes us into the last few verses of our passage this morning.
所以这也帮我们带到最后的几节经文。
It's important to realize what these verses are saying and what they are not saying.
是啊，我们认识这些经节说到的和没有说到的是非常重要的。
They are saying that as Christians we recognize the role of civil government.
他们说到，作为一个基督徒，我们承认当地政府的角色。
Whether we agree with whomever is in political power or not, the role of government is to preserve law and order.
无论是我们是否去同意政治的权利，但是政府的作用是维护法律和秩序。
The government is there to punish those who do wrong.And to commend those who do right, which is what Peter says.
所以政府的作用是去惩罚那些做错事的人和去表扬那些做对事的人。
And in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, it says, There is no authority except that which God has established.
在罗马书十三章一节说到，因为没有一样权柄不是从神来的。掌权的都是神设立的。
But these verses are not saying that we blindly accept everything a government says.
但是这些经文也不代表说我们要去盲目的去接受所有政府所说的。
In ancient Roman culture, the emperor was revered above all others.
在古罗马的文化当中，君王是高于其他人的。
It's no different today.
今天也是这样。
Today, presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens expect to be treated with greater respect than the ordinary person.
今天总统、首相、君王或者女王，他们是比其他人受到更多的尊敬。
And in many countries, the ordinary person expects to treat.Their political and national leaders with greater respect.
所以在其他的很多国家，普通人要去尊敬这些政治和国家领袖。
Just think about the euphoria surrounding the royal wedding yesterday.
所以让我们去看到，就是昨天的皇室的婚礼。
But Peter does not say this.
但是彼得没有这样说。
Notice the phrases for the Lord's sake.In chapter 2, verse 13,
我们留意二章十三节，就是为神的缘故。
or live as free people and live as servants of God in chapter 2, verse 16.
在16节，做一个自由的人和做神的仆人。
Peter is saying that our first priority is to God.
Peter 说到最重要的是神。
It is not the monarch, the politician, or even the country that commands our ultimate obedience.
不是君王或者政治人物或者国家所要我们最终去服从的。
It is God.
而是神。
And notice how Peter closes this passage.
让我们去留意啊，彼得是怎样去做一个结尾的。
He says, show proper respect to everyone. Love your fellow believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor.
他说到要尊重众人，爱护弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
In the original language of the New Testament, the word for proper respect at the beginning of that verse is identical to the word for honor at the end of that verse.
在新约圣经当的原文当中，去尊重和尊敬，这是同一个词。
In other words, the way of Christ is that we treat ordinary people and presidents the same.
换一句话说，耶稣是对，不论是对平民还是总统或是君王，都是同样的对待。
And that was revolutionary in a culture that placed people into different classes.
这对于当时在把人分成不同的阶级，是一个革命性的变化。
What does this mean for us?
这代表着什么呢？
It means that the kind of life that displays God's glory on the horizontal level understands two key points.
这就是代表我们在展示神的荣耀的生命当中是有两点非常重要的。
First, we live our faith in the real world.
首先，我们的信仰是在一个真实的世界里。
Our faith is not confined to a church building on Sunday mornings.
我们的信仰不是只是局限在星期天的早上或者教会当中。
It's not as though we're Christians on Sunday, but not on Monday.
不是说我们星期天是基督徒，而星期一就不是。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 15 reminds us to do good, silencing the ignorant talk of the foolish.
彼得前书二章十五节说到，要记着你们的善行，塞住糊涂无知人的口。
This means living our Christianity out there.
这代表是我们要活出我们的基督样式。
It's how we live in the world that truly reveals the depth of our Christian discipleship.
这就说明我们在这个世界上要真的活出，我们真实的活出我们与神作为神的门徒的一个真实的深度。
So what kind of life do we show in our workplace?
所以我们在工作场所当中我们的行为是如何？
Or at school, college, or university?
或者在学校或者在大学当中？
Or with our neighbors?
或者我们与邻居的交通当中？
Or in our business deals?
或者在我们做生意的时候？
Or among our non-Christian friends?
或者在我们非基督徒的朋友当中？
This was brought home to me shortly after I became a Christian.
这个在让我想起当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候。
On the rear window of my first car, I placed a bright red label that read, "Thank God for Jesus."
在我拥有第一部车的时候，我在车的后面有一个非常鲜明的红的标语，说到感谢神赐予耶稣。
I wanted it to be a witness to Jesus.
我很想为耶稣做见证。
One time, I cut off another driver who was trying to turn in front of me.
但是有一次，我突然超截一个想在我前面转弯的一个司机。
He had right of way.
他是可以行驶的。
I was in the wrong.
但是我是错误的。
And through my rear view mirror, I could see how angry he was.
所以在我的倒后镜上，我可以看到那个司机非常的生气。
And then he looked at the bright red label.
然后他再看一下我的那个鲜红的标语。
I could tell he was mocking my Christian faith.
我可以看到他真的是讥嘲我的基督徒的信仰。
I had not shown a good example of what it means to be a Christian.
所以我没有做好一个好的榜样，作为一个基督徒。
I had given him a distorted view of Jesus.
所以我给了他一个扭曲的一个耶稣的样子。
And I still replay that moment in my mind from time to time as a reminder that my purpose and joy as a Christian is to show Jesus truly.
所以直到现在我还 不时地会去想到这个事情，然后提醒我，当我作为一个基督徒的目的和喜悦是来自一个怎样去显示耶稣。
As Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 16, Let your light shine before everyone that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
耶稣在马太福音五章十六节这样说道，照样你们的光也应当照在人前，让他们看见你们的好行为，又颂赞你们在天上的父。
Our faith is lived in the real world. It cannot be confined just to Sunday mornings.
所以我们的信仰是在一个真实的世界里，而不是只局限在星期天早上。
The second point is that the kind of life that displays God's glory on the horizontal level shows no favoritism.
第二点就是我们的生命去展示一个神的荣耀，在一个水平的位置上，我就是没有偏袒。
It matters not whether we're speaking with a president, a wealthy business client, a Walmart store assistant.A garbage collector, the homeless, a police officer, a child, a member of another faith, a car salesperson, or even a pastor.
所以，无论当我们去与一个总统或者一个富有的生意人，或者甚至或者一个沃尔玛的店员，一个收集垃圾的人，或者一个无家可归的人，或者一个官员，或者一个小孩，或者一个信另外一个教的人。或者一个汽车销售员，或者甚至一个牧师，都是没有分别的。
We treat everyone the same.
我们对每一个人都是应该一样的。
There is no favoritism.
不应该以外貌待人。
Jesus spoke to Roman soldiers.
我们看到耶稣他对罗马士兵。
A Canaanite woman.
一个迦南的妇人。
Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人。
Lepers.
有麻风的人
religious leaders,
或者宗教领袖
the Roman governor,
或者罗马官员
and everyday people,
或者一个平民百姓
His love was for all.
他的爱对每个人都是一样的
In fact, his conversation with all of these kinds of people anticipated his death for all people upon the cross.
事实上他对这些人的对话也都预期了他在十字架上为每一个人而死
The cross shows no favoritism.
十字架上是看展示，是我们不要偏袒任何人。
Today's passage reminds us that our lives are permanently on display.
今天的经文再次提醒我们，我们的生活是永久的被展示。
How we live is seen by others.
我们如何的生活是被其他人鉴察的。
And how we live either draws them to Jesus or turns them away from Jesus.
我们的行为可以让人更加接近神，或者去远离神。
So let us continue to nourish our relationship with God by abstaining from anything that gets in the Lord's way.
所以让我们继续与神培养这种关系，让我们去拒绝那些让我们远离神的行为。
And let us live such good lives that people will praise God.
所以让我们有在外邦人当中有这个好行为，所以他们可以把感谢献给神。
Now it'd be easy to hear today's sermon and think, I've got to work harder to be a good Christian.
所以今天的正道，我们可以很容易的想到，我们要去更加努力的去成为一个好的基督徒。
But nothing is further from the truth.
但是没有比这更加接近真理的。
Today is Pentecost, and we remember that God sent His Spirit to equip us.
今天是五旬节，我们要去想到我们要靠着圣灵的力量去做到这些。
To live life in His power.
去生活去以他的帮助，去圣灵的帮助去生活。
So at the end of this service, in a few moments, do take the opportunity to come and be prayed for or seek God for a fresh filling of His Holy Spirit.
所以在今天的崇拜之后，我去我鼓励大家去记着这个机会，去得到清新的灵。
And then we can go into the world in the power of the Spirit.
所以我们可以借着圣灵的力量去进入这个世界。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with a song that invites the Holy Spirit to be at work in and through us. Number 291, O Breath of Life. Would you please stand as we sing?